2 days before this fall's moose hunting season opener, the beloved bull moose of the Crotial Wildlife Center on Mosquito Lake Road in Haines escaped. Duck Moses was his name. Steve Crotial, who runs the center, named him.
Duck is from, named after Duck Hess, who helped me get it here from Anchorage. And Moses is because, you know, he's kind of a, he's just kind of a, what would you call, charismatic megafauna, you know, so.
Duck Moses was an orphan from Anchorage. He was a legal bull moose. Crotial called Fish and Game to tell them about the disappearance of his adored ungulate. Fish and Game wanted to make sure the moose steaks would be edible.
So that was the concern of the state. They said, well, what kind of drugs have you been giving it, you know? And I thought, well, what the heck would they want to know that for?
Livestock are not allowed to be slaughtered for a period of time after receiving certain medications. This allows the drugs time to flush out of their system and be ready for consumption. This December, nearly 2 months after his disappearance, the moose returned to the wildlife center on his own accord. He walked straight to his horse trailer. Duck Moses was safely home for the holidays. This story has a happy ending for Duck Moses and all those who admire him. Moose are a main attraction at the center, which offers close encounters with 15 wildlife species. Crotial admits that he spoils his moose. Duck Moses was raised on a bottle, and Crotial feeds him bananas. Visitors love giving him hugs. During the hunting season, there was no sign of Duck Moses. Hunters in the area had caught wind of his disappearance. Inevitably, hunters' imaginations went where hunters' imaginations are prone to go. Some teased that they were going to hang bananas from their tree branches to lure him within shooting distance. Of course, Crotial was concerned. Duck Moses was not afraid of humans. He's known at the center for being quite a socialite.
It's bottle raised, so it comes up from the swamp and it greets people, and they just put their arms around it and give it, you know, fireweed and willow leaves and all. And I don't know, people just drool over a moose.
On December 23rd, Crotial's fears were allayed. He was drinking his coffee when he looked outside his window and spotted a moose walking up the trail. He called to it.
I opened the kitchen window and I went, "Mama, mama!" You know, I sound ridiculous, but the moose stopped.
He suspected it was Duck Moses, but wasn't sure. It took a few minutes as he navigated over hills, around buildings, and through bushes to get to the spot where he last saw the moose. When he arrived, the moose hadn't run away, and that's when he knew that it was Duck Moses, home at last, just in time for Christmas. Crotial improvised. He grabbed two frozen apples, figuring that was the best he could do in the moment to persuade the errant animal back to its enclosure.
It just walked towards me, right up to me like it was Lassie. And I just, made sounds with those two frozen apples in this metal pail, and it walked right over to the gate, and I walked into the swamp. You know, it's acreage. It's got a big acreage there, and went right in.
No one knows where Duck Moses went. Was he on a bender? A religious pilgrimage? All we know is that wherever he went, he made friends.
Now, the following morning, when I went back on the trail in the back, two more bull moose came out, and they followed that same trail. And so, you know, he had been hanging out with other bull moose, and there's one of them that was huge.
Mm. Crotial says that the other moose eventually moved on, but not without first looking a little envious of Duck Moses' idyllic swamp and horse trailer. You can meet Duck Moses at Crotial Wildlife Center during tourism season. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.